Let it glow, let it glow, let it glow. Or should I say, Edinburgh folk dreaming of a bright Christmas are about to get an early present. Christmas at the Botanics is a spectacular brand new must-see lights and sound show coming to the Royal Botanic Garden, Edinburgh from November the 24th to December the 30th. We're told the mile-long illuminated trail will be a botanical wonderland, including a choir of singing conifers, a fairy tale avenue, colour-changing trees, festooned with giant baubles, and a flickering scented fire garden, and much, much more. But to tell us all about it, and how the Royal Botanic Garden Edinburgh will be decked out for Christmas, my special phone guest today is creative producer Zoe Bottrell, the Director of Culture Creative, who will oversee the project. So then, Zoe, tell us all about Christmas at the Botanics. What are the many highlights and what can families expect?
Hello there. Well, we are creating a trail that goes around the gardens. Not only will we be highlighting some of the best parts of the garden, some of the glasshouses, some of the fantastic specimens through this Royal Botanical Gardens, but we also engage a whole series of artists to produce a variety of installations, some of which are full of technology, some of them which are full of flame, some of them which are full of sound, and all of them are definitely full of Christmas.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I'm sure it's an amazing installation, but can you give us any amazing facts and figures, the story by numbers, how many light bulbs, how many miles of wiring involved?
lots and lots and lots. There'll be somewhere in the region of about 20 kilometres of cable. We've got many thousands of lights, varying from technological moving lights that will create shows on some of the buildings, down to millions of pea lights, which will be adorning not only the Botanical Garden's wonderful beech hedge, but also a series of different installations and trees that go down through the garden. So it takes months and months of planning in terms of putting all this type of thing together. But there'll be a few surprises on the way, certain things that we'll sing that you may not expect, tunnels of bubbles and picture frames where you can take your photograph and send that through to your loved ones.
Wow, it just sounds unbelievable, absolutely amazing. I want to remind people that it is entry by ticket only, and visitors are being advised to book early to secure their chosen slot. Now, there'll be full details and links on this post, and we can talk a little bit about that later, but I've just got to say that we've also had a special preview online, a video. It's gone Christmas crackers. There's been over 150,000 people watched it on Facebook alone. There's a huge expectation about this. Are you going to deliver? Will it live up to the hype?
Oh, I absolutely hope so. And a lot of the video footage that part of that video is actually off shows that we've produced elsewhere previously. So all of those images that you are seeing are actually things that we've already done. As a company, we've been creating and designing and delivering illuminated trails now for over 12 years across most of the UK. And certainly we've now developed a partnership with our promoter and commercial partner, Raymond Gobe Limited, and working with venues such as the Royal Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh to really make sure that we can create what are very site-specific shows. They are all about that sense of place, the place that we're in. They are not just repeated from one site to another, but absolutely we're bringing some of the best bits of artistic and technological practice that we've developed and worked with over the last 12 years to make these shows as great as they can be.
This isn't just a light show either, it's a lights and sound experience. What will people get to hear and how does that come together?
Yeah, I mean, it's about an attack on all of your senses, really. So absolutely, the predominant part of this is lights. It's an after dark experience, so that would be fairly obvious. But we certainly look at sense of taste, smell, sound, all of those different things to give you a complete and utter atmosphere for you to be able to walk through. It's also about the experience being immersive and the fact that you feel that something's happening not just in front of you but around you, and you can participate in a number of different things. However, we would stress that this isn't about you coming to a big concert, so it's not lots of big sound. It's not there to drown you out. It's so you can still have a very pleasant conversation with your friends and families as you're walking around the trail. But certainly a number of the different installations that you'll walk through will have sound that will go with them. And some of them are more led by sound. For instance, we have a choir of trees, which will be nine specific conifers in one particular area of the garden, which will all be decked out as a choir, and you will see that effect as you walk through.
Oh, it just sounds absolutely amazing. And I know that you've actually sourced local and international designers. I believe Edinburgh-based lighting designers Simon Hayes and Kate Bonney have been responsible for some of the design and show creation. Can you tell me about their input?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we, as I say, because we've worked so much across the country, and we've been very lucky that we've now been able to gain the trust of an awful lot of international designers, as well as working with artists locally. So we do have a spread. Simon and Kate have actually worked with us for a couple of years now on some other sites, and it's brilliant that we can bring a show now into their hometown, which is absolutely fantastic. So Simon and Kate's job is to work with us across the site, to bring everything together. So we will have somewhere in the region of about 15 installations that will go throughout the gardens. But rather than you walking from one installation to another through an area of darkness, absolutely not. You'll walk through trees that will be drenched with colour and sound as well. So their job is to work with me as a creative producer to present the site in a really holistic manner. They also have a lot of tricks up their sleeve, and they are creating a fantastic set of interactive and moving light type shows that will happen partly on the glass house, but also on the beach hedge with us, and other installations that will help us really show off the botanical gardens in a fantastic manner.
You've also got a French artist studio, Tilt, T-I-L-T, and I think that they're bringing a massive tree-like sculpture that's going to be transported from France and built piece by piece. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so we're bringing a piece from Tilt, who we've worked with for the last 3 years, and they're a fantastic architectural practice from Lyon in France, and they present work all over the world. It's brilliant to be able to bring them to Edinburgh, and we're bringing one of their pieces called Echidermis. As you say, it is huge. It is 11.5 metres tall at its highest, and approximately 9 metres wide. And it's a piece that you'll be able to walk underneath and have your photograph taken underneath. It's a fantastic sculptural piece, and we'll certainly bring something very different to the gardens this year.
People can't wait to get around this and have a look at it. Now, it's not even been built yet. It's based on storyboards and plans. But could you give us a quick virtual tour walkthrough from start to finish, as though we were actually going through there today, to give some of the many highlights, Zoe, that people are going to get to see?
Absolutely. So the majority of our ticket holders, and in fact we're encouraging the majority of our ticket holders to start at the John Hope Gateway, and you'll be coming through there, where you'll be able to go to the restaurant if you want to. That's pre-bookable for meals. If not, there will be various amounts of catering along the way. So again, it's part of that whole sense of a taste and being able to move around the trail and have something to munch on as you go. So as you leave the John Hope Gateway, you'll head up towards Invalidon House and the lawn. Again, we'll be using Terrace Cafe somewhere you can have a stop. But we'll then be bringing in an artist practice called Squid Soup, and they'll be creating an interactive and digital media piece of work called Bloom that will take place on the lawn outside of Invalidon House. As you can walk through that and head your way back out into the garden, there is an avenue of trees that will be very much of a Christmas theme. There's some fantastic conifers which will be turning into really decorated Christmas trees, as well as ones drenched with pea lights and cascade tubes. You'll then head down through an area of a tunnel of bubbles. We're working with an artistic practice from London called Between Art and Technology, and they are creating a UV and bubble installation, which will be great fun. I think the kids are going to absolutely love that. You'll then head up through the gardens, again through another area of closely planted and really beautiful part of the garden, which we will be able to treat. And then you will then head down through our choir of trees, which is a choir of 9 conifer trees. Each one will take a voice, and the lighting treatment will then respond to that voice as you go through. You'll carry on down through, and a very small proportion of audience that wish to arrive by public transport can then come in through Eastgate and join the trail at this stage. And as I say, there's no parking there for people at Eastgate. It will be people who come by bus. And then we're going to bring a fire garden to the gardens, which I believe is the first time that's been done. That's by an architectural practice called Anne Now. They create a fantastic atmospheric, and also have a scent that smells through that and is wonderful. And as you come to the end of that footpath, Echidermis from Tilt will emerge in front of you, this huge sculptural piece. You will then head down towards the glasshouse, where there will be lights and sounds that will create a piece for you to watch on the glasshouse. And then you'll head back through, as if you're heading back towards the John Hope Gateway, and you will see a nice area for you to be able to cuddle up with friends and family at our mistletoe moment, which of course is obligatory for everybody to have a short stay under the mistletoe before Christmas. You'll then head down the long beech hedge, which is one of the real unique parts of the botanical gardens in Edinburgh. I'm not going to give too much away there, but there'll be a big vista to see. And then famously, but not lastly, as you get back towards John Hope Gateway, we will have Santa Claus, Father Christmas will be there. We have a Santa show. Obviously, there will be lots of people through the garden. So this isn't a one-on-one Santa experience, but there is a Santa show for all of those that wish to have a chat and watch Santa and his elves performing his show before you then head back to where you started from and exit out through the John Hope Gateway.
Wow, what a great experience that sounds. Now, how long's that going to take for people to get round it?
It'll take approximately 45 minutes to an hour.
Right, and I guess we're talking about here an attraction for all ages, aren't we? Who's going to come?
Absolutely, and we designed the trail so that if we've got a family group of 8 months to 80 years old, so grandchildren through to grandparents and the full family group in between, there'll be something for everybody. So certainly artistic practices that we bring in allow us to be able to have something for those photographers as well. The Santa show and the bubbles will certainly be there for the children. So we design it very specifically to ensure there's something for everyone in that family group.
Is this then an after dark experience? What time can people go walk around? How long, you know, well, in terms of getting their booking their slot, how do they do that as well?
So basically, you can go online to purchase your tickets, and we sell ticket slots essentially in sort of 30-minute intervals. First one's being at 4:45, the last ticket's being sold for 8 o'clock. The gardens will actually close at 10, so we give people a good time to be able to walk around in their from their ticket slot. Once you're in, we don't expect people to move at any particular place. You can take as long as you like, and again, that's very much about us being able to create that experience for all of the family. There will be catering points along the trail, so you can stop and enjoy whichever part of the garden you'd like to have a seat in. We'll provide benches at various places as well to allow you to have a nice relaxing stop. Basically, if you go online, you book your ticket in your ticketed slot, and from there on in, the evening is yours.
Well, again, we'll give people full details about ticket prices and how to actually the links so that they can buy the tickets. Do you know what, Zoe? I've just got to say, this doesn't happen just over a few days. It must have been Christmas every day and all summer for you. Can you get enough of Christmas?
We do spend a lot of time planning, yes. These shows will start to be in their planning phase from February, March time, to be perfectly honest. So once we've come out of this show, we go straight into the planning of the next one. Yes, Christmas has taken on a slightly different meaning for me over the last 5 years since we've been doing these type of shows.
So it really is for you.
Yes, unfortunately.
Now, the rest of us are still waiting for the opening. That's November the 24th to December the 30th. I just wondered, what's the time scale in terms of building it? When does that start and how long will it take?
We start the build on the 6th of November, so we give ourselves approximately a 2.5-3 week period of time to be able to build it. And that's predominantly because we don't close the garden to members of the public, and we very much work around this being an open visitor attraction. So we would rather take longer and ensure that members of the public can still continue to enjoy the visitor attraction during the day, during the rig period. It's a longer, slow process.
Is there a big reveal, though? Do you manage to cover up, you know, what's happening, or do people get a sneak peek actually during the build?
It's not so much of a sneak peek on the basis of that. Obviously, as you've said, a lot of it is illuminated, and it's about what what happens to that when the lights are turned on. So, yes, I mean, obviously, as some of the structures are built, it's going to be very difficult to hide echidermis at 11 metres by 9 metres. But, no, we're OK with that as well. It also gives people a little bit of a taste of what's to come. And absolutely what they see during the day will be nothing like what they will see when they see it at night time.
The Royal Botanic Garden Edinburgh is already a top city attraction, but will this transform it into one of Europe's must-see festive light shows?
I'd hope so, and certainly that's what's happened. We have a number of these shows across the country alongside Raymond Gobet, and the one at Kew, Royal Botanical Gardens Kew in London, has certainly become that. It has now been one of those attractions that has got onto people's Christmas calendar as part of their traditional Christmas outing now with family. So we would very much hope that we would want to achieve that in Edinburgh as well.
So how far and wide are you expecting people to come to see this this Christmas?
I mean, we would hope that people, it's something like an hour and a half's drive, probably. I live in Scotland, and I'm very aware that people will travel further. So possibly up to a two-hour drive. But we would hope we would probably get audiences from northern England and then right the way through Scotland.
Yeah, just to remind people, is there anything like this in the UK, Europe, or anywhere else in the world?
This is just one of a series of five events that we're doing this year, varying from London, Oxfordshire, Manchester, Birmingham and Edinburgh. And the light shows in landscapes have become very popular and do operate in various other places. And also there are big light festivals that take place in cities all over Europe as well. I think where we would say this is unique is that we work with the infrastructure, be built or landscape infrastructure, that is part of the gardens. So as much as we are bringing in some works that have been elsewhere, they are going to be put in such a place in the botanical gardens that it will make this very special and very unique.
Yeah, this Christmas at the Botanics as well, it's also organised by concerts and events promoter Raymond Gubby, who are one of the biggest on the planet. They've got a successful track record of producing well-received Christmas lights, trails, I think, at Kew Gardens in London, Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, and the Berlin Botanic Gardens. What's it like working with Raymond Gubby, and what do they bring to the party?
It's been when we've been working with them, and we've had a great working relationship over the last 5 years. Raymond Gubby absolutely are fantastic when it comes to their concerts and the music, and have really got a good understanding about what some of those Christmas audiences would like. And as I say, we've developed a relationship with them over the last 5 years where we've begun to translate that into from out of a concert hall and into an outdoor landscape. They also have a fantastic ability to perhaps reach audiences that some of the more traditional venues, like a Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh, can't reach. So they also have that marketing reach, which hopefully will open up the gardens to a new and exciting audience for the Botanical Gardens in the long term as well.
So finally, Zoe, again, tell us why families should head for Christmas at the Botanics in Edinburgh this year.
We're very, very aware of the fact that Edinburgh has a fantastic Christmas offer. The Royal Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh will give you a tranquil place in Edinburgh to come and enjoy a really family-friendly, light-hearted festival that will give you the ability to be able to reflect with friends and family, come and have a nice evening out, which will allow you to look at artworks but also have some fun.
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I just can't wait for this. I'm just going to remind everybody, Christmas at the Botanics, spectacular brand new must-see lights and sound show, and it's coming to the Royal Botanic Garden, Edinburgh, and it's from November the 24th to December the 30th. You need to book tickets. Tickets are £14 to £18 for adults, with discount offers for members, and there's £8 to £12 for children under 16. Family tickets are available from £38. Under fours and carers go free, but still require an event ticket. So for further information, pricing and timings, please visit www.rbge.org.uk/whatson/home/Christmas. So all that and the post and the link, it'll all be on the website, but there you go, you've got the information there. Zoe, thanks for your time.
Not a problem at all.